it going?
Welcome to another episode.
One of us has to sing at the beginning of that episode. Like, we can't just like be professional.
We just can't just hi. Like, welcome back. It's always like extra.
Oh my God.
They're probably fine. Please stop fucking singing. Every single time.
Like, get a fucking jingle already. I'm sick of this shit.
I know, like, we have like our little music, we play our intro music. BTW guys, I think that we'll probably change that.
Yeah. We'll
change that when we're gone for season two. But I know, I wish we could have like a little like jingle jangle for us.
I know, I wish we were like creative like that. We just like came up like on the fly with like a great jingle. And then we just like run with it.
I wish I knew how to make music.
Right?
Yeah.
That's it like seems one so thing. Easy, but I feel like it's not.
I like love, like I genuinely love listening to music and stuff. Obviously, I cannot sing. I cannot rap only when I'm drunk. And I just think it'd be so cool. Like, I've always thought it'd be so cool to be able to make beats because I just like love people who I feel like can make beats are so fucking creative.
Yes.
They're like elite creativity to me.
Like, it's literally like 3 seconds, like a 3 second clip of music that's like playing in their head, and then they like sit down for a few hours and like have a fucking masterpiece. And it's a fucking bop for everybody across the world.
It's
and like, oh, it ain't no thing. I wish.
I definitely think that that's something that we need to like look into while we're on our break.
What, creating beats?
No, we don't got time for that.
I was gonna say, girl,
we ain't got time for that. Just changing the vibe.
Oh, just changing our music. Yeah, I totally agree.
What do you guys think? Like, I mean, I think I don't really love our. I'm going to be 1000% transparent with you guys. I do not like our opening little jingle song. I don't like it at all. But it was free. And apparently, you know, there's all this fucking copyright shit that you got to deal with. So it is what it is. But tell us if you guys are up for us changing it. Like, you agree, please change it.
And should it be like a professional, like little jingle, or should Courtney and I like be singing you a little lullaby, a little jam right before we start?
Jazz it up every time we come on here.
Oh my God.
So anyway, happy Friday.
Friday. Don't I fucking knew it. I knew you were gonna start singing that damn song, and then you sent me that damn TikTok, and the song was stuck in my head for a week and a half, all because of you. It'd be fucking Tuesday afternoon, and I'd be like,
yeah, I know. But you can't sing Friday on Tuesday. You have to go the club going up on Tuesday. Got a girl in the club and she chooses. Okay.
I bet there's a song for every day of the week.
I don't know. That would be interesting to find out.
My ADHD brain will totally Google that later.
Anyway, we hope that you guys are gonna have a great weekend or a great start to your weekend. Meaning Brayton and I, have a family wedding. Our niece, which, oh man, it's so weird to say that's your niece. Brayton's niece is the same age as me. I'm not an old aunt. I'm a cool aunt.
Shut up.
I hate myself. I'm young, okay? But anyway, he has older siblings. We already talked about that. Heather's daughter Kirsten is getting married. Shout out to Kirsten. She's getting married.
Hey girl.
Gonna be a beautiful bride. So we have her wedding on Saturday, and I'm not prepared. Can I just tell you, my liver is not prepared for the next two weekends.
Because you have this wedding and then you have a bash party, right? Coming up.
Yeah, I have. So we have her rehearsal dinner tomorrow night. Or I'm sorry, today's, we're recording Thursday night, guys. Today is Friday. So we have her rehearsal dinner tonight. And apparently it's open bar. So that's just a mistake.
Oh, fuck.
And then we have, maybe you'll get some drunk messages from me. And then we have the wedding on Saturday. And then I leave Thursday morning for Knoxville because one of my other best friends are getting married too. And we are going to have, you look really pissed that I said that. She's like, fuck your other best friend.
She ain't no best friend.
You're my bestest friend.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that it translated into that. Dead. Can't help my facial expressions.
So we're going to have like a fucking 3-day bender because this bitch is a drinker. Love you, Hannah, but you're a drinker. She can drink me under the table any day. So this bitch is going to be waking up drinking. Okay. Now, I am not prepared. I'm not ready.
I mean, you best get ready. I don't think you have a choice.
I know. I'm hella stressed. I'm glad that her
alcohol will help with the stress.
I am. Okay. So like her bridal party, most of them can like drink. Okay. And then there's me and her maid of honor. We're both like, we're not drinkers. Like, we're not, we drink, but we're like two shots, we're drunk kind of people, you know? So all these people are going to be making fucking fun of us because they're going to be drinking like 30 beers. I'm going to be like 5 White Claws in and I'm fucked up. Okay. This will be interesting.
I cannot wait for videos and pictures and stories from that weekend.
Oh, you want to hear something funny? Because you know Taylor was obviously, Taylor and Hannah were part of my bridal party. And we went, did we ever tell the story about Patty on the podcast?
No.
I mean, if we did, I'm sorry for repeating it, but Hannah has an alter ego when she's drinking. Her name is Patty. And Patty literally blinks. Like when you're looking at her, no one's home. No one's there. She's not looking at you. She's in space right now. She'll be back.
Just give her a moment.
And she came to my bridal or my bachelorette party. And, the reason her name is Patty is because she pissed at the Airbnb because she was so drunk. She thought she was in the bathroom when she woke up and she squat down on the floor. She's going to kill me for telling this story, but it's fine.
Oh my God.
She squat down on the floor and she pissed on the floor. Okay. So she was sharing a room with our other friend. So my other friend comes to wake me up, okay, to tell me that Hannah pissed on the floor. And I was like, what? I'm still drunk, okay? So I'm trying to sober my ass up to go up the stairs and figure out what the fuck's going on up there. And I come upstairs and Hannah looks like a demon in the fucking corner of the bedroom with all the lights off. She's just squatting down on the floor. And I'm like, Hannah, what are you doing? And she's like, dead fucking face. Okay. Dead ass looks at me in the eye and says, well, I'm waiting for this piss to dry. I said, you peed on the floor. Man, I tell you.
Right now.
So she's Pissy Patty. That's what happened. Like, that's where it came from. But we just dropped the pissy and her name is Patty because she swore up and down to me that she's never done that before. She's never, ever pissed before being drunk. So, she's a good trooper because Patty knows she's got to clean her shit up. I handed her some paper towels, some shit, and she sat there drunk as fuck cleaning up her own pee.
That's a real one right there. That and is a real MVP.
Before she went down to bed, I said, do you have to pee? And she's like, no, I'm good. I was like, I think you should try to go pee. So she goes into the bathroom to pee. I hear just a fucking faucet of water coming out of her. And I'm like, I thought she didn't have to pee. Well, I guess I did. Little bitch goes to bed, and then we never let her live it down after that. I love her, but she swears up and down to everyone. I would tell the story to like literally everybody because I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, for sure. This and is like the best story
she
ever.
Tell them mad because I call her Patty, but now she accepts Patty because she's done it two other times since then.
What? Wait, what? Yes. I didn't know this.
So Pissy Patty is a thing. Like that is her real.
Pissy Patty has made an appearance. She's here to stay.
So
she ain't going nowhere.
She tells me the other day, the reason I'm telling you guys this story is because she tells me the other day, she's like, bad news. I'm like, what? And she goes, all of the bedrooms are carpeted. I was like, I'm bringing you some Depends. I said, just scratch it. I'll bring carpet cleaner. Okay.
There you go. There you go. Being goes, proactive.
Deal. Oh my God.
At least she's proactive enough to like look in advance and be like, okay,
I didn't even
which room should I pick?
Like, honestly, because now it's like her bachelor party. So like, she's going to be crazy. And I didn't even think Patty is going to pee all over these floors.
She can mark her territory everywhere.
So yeah, good thing.
Oh my God.
But
that is the fucking best.
I'm not prepared. I'm not ready. I'm not emotionally, mentally, any kind of ready. I'm excited, but I'm just not ready. So what do you have going on?
Absolutely jack shit, like usual. I'm getting over a little sickness here. Done with the sickness. Not the sickness. Not that sickness.
Not the C word.
No. But I'm getting over that. So I've been basically cooped up in my house all freaking day talking to my son about poop all day. Because that's his favorite topic. And yeah, that's basically it.
I just wish you people like could hear the conversations that happen between Taylor and her son Raiden. They're just fucking hilarious, bro. Like ridiculous. Like,
oh my God.
Not full something I will war. Be ready for.
Oh, don't you even say that. I feel like you and being a boy mom are just gonna go hand in hand because of your little brothers. I feel like you're not even gonna be fucking phased.
No, probably not because of that. And just because like I'm like a gross person, I guess. I don't know. Like, I'm just.
Yeah, I feel like things don't really faze you. Like, yeah. You're just like, oh, okay, cool. Whereas I'm like the most fucking dramatic person, like about to fucking like pass the fuck out because, you know, someone's bleeding or something.
The only thing that sends me in a spiral is puke because I will like puke. That's literally
puke doesn't bother me. Well, no, Raiden's puke doesn't bother me. Everybody else's puke, get that shit away from me. Don't.
Yeah, it's like when a kid starts puking and they're sick, and instantly I'm like,
get out of here, take that shit, get out.
So, today, I thought we should talk about our friend and. Our episode, like, about relationships done really well. We've had a lot of downloads with it that we've noticed. So we wanted to talk a little bit more about
talk more about like relationships and not necessarily so much the good side of relationships, because I feel like that's like where you're seeing anytime somebody brings up relationships or anytime somebody's like talking about it on social media, it's always like the rainbows and the fucking butterflies. But let me tell you, people, rainbows and fucking butterflies in a relationship are hard work to achieve. And I feel like nobody really wants to talk about what that hard work is, or talk about if you're in one of those stages where you have to do a lot of hard work. I feel like there are people who just, they want to like skip over that. They want to like skip over what the steps take and skip over that, you know, I'm going through a hard time and my relationship isn't perfect. And they just want to focus on the perfection of it because that's what they're seeing all the time. But in reality, I feel like every single one of us that's in a serious relationship, it has something to work on, is constantly working on something and does come through, you know, in and out of ruts, but no one really wants to talk about that. So how can we relate to one another if we're not talking about it?
I think yes, ruts, but also like, I don't, periods of time, because it's been a while that I wouldn't even want to call it a rut at this point, more than I would say like it's a big period of time where the same things have been going on. And what does that look like? Because you have people telling you, okay, like something has got to give, like you're telling yourself that you have, you say something's got to give. But maybe like your partner, even though you've expressed this to your partner several times, like that there is a big issue, that they don't accept that there's an issue. Like they don't really truly believe that there's a problem just because they don't see the problem. Like,
right,
it's not a problem to them. And like everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been so many things going on for so long. And it's like, what does that look like? What, because people don't talk about that enough. I feel like I think people are scared to just be open and say like, we've been doing bad for a while.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it's played into social media where like you need to look like you have a great, happy relationship. Or you're really constantly comparing your relationship. And we've kind of talked about this before. Comparing your relationship to those that you see on social media because you think that they have like this perfect relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think people need to express their issues more and like reasons of like what's going on, like with our friend. And we're saying our friend because we just don't want to put people's like true names and businesses out there, because that's for them to tell, but they are comfortable for us to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say from my perspective, looking at the issues that's been going on, they've been together for a little while. And by a little while, I mean just like a few years. And the period of time that's been going on is pretty bad, in my opinion. Not to the fact where I think he's like hurting her or anything like that, but to the fact where I think both parties are truly unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe that both parties are not truly wanting to be together. I think that they have love for each other. I think they love each other. But I just think that they both know in their head that they would. How do I want to say this? I just think they both are codependent on each other.
Right. Right.
And so it's comfortable to stay together and be together rather than see what's out there in the world because it's been such a long time, like that they have been together. They have a life together. They're intertwined in every, you know, like,
right.
It's the same thing as like me and Brayton or you and Jake, you know, we've been together for a long time. I will 100% say that I'm codependent on Brayton, but I believe that there's true romantic feelings still with each other and are in my relationship, or, you know, so I think for their relationship, I don't see like romance hardly ever. And I think that she's scared to talk about it with people because I think she doesn't want judgment, which I understand. People are fast to put their opinions into your relationship without knowing the full story. And they're quick to say like, break up, you know, because I think that that's just our society as a whole is quick to break up. But when you're so intertwined, when you're so dependent on someone, how do you make that decision? How can you even make that decision? I mean,
right.
When there's so many things that play into factor, like you do love them, you do truly care about them, but starting over brand new is scary when you're someone who has been in a depressive state for a while, anxiety. That's hard to make yourself like feel that you can even go out into the world and find someone else. And maybe it's not even just about finding someone else, but just
getting out in the world.
Yeah.
Right. Just getting out in the world
and not have that person to rely on when things are scary or you can't figure something out. So like, I wonder like how many people are out there feeling those same things, feeling like I can't do it because of X, Y, and Z. Or they just keep on believing that it's going to change one day. It's going to change one day. It's like, you know, when is enough enough? When, like, what do you do as a friend? Even being in that situation, because I can easily say, and Taylor knows me, I'll easily fuck that bit, like fuck him, like nah, like. But at the end of the day, it's hard. I like have tried to put myself in that situation and I'm like, I just don't understand why. Like, I'll talk to Brayton all the time. Like, I just don't understand why, like, why stay in this type of relationship, this type of like, it's toxic, but not at the same time. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you about, it is a toxic relationship. And I think that when people say they're unhappy in a relationship or they're in a toxic relationship, people automatically think that it's an abusive relationship, that, right, you know, like extremely bad things are happening in that relationship. But to me, I mean, maybe this isn't like a fucking true scientific definition of it, but to me, a toxic relationship is something where either one party or both parties is not getting the things that they need out of that relationship and are therefore turning around and are having mental health issues, physical issues, things that are happening to them because of the situation that they're in. It's the same thing as if you're in a toxic workplace environment. It's the same thing if you're in a toxic, like, you know, school. Like, it's just because something physically isn't being done to you, it could still be a very toxic situation. And with this friend, I feel like it has been going on for so long, but they didn't want to open up to anybody. They didn't want to be like, oh, I'm unhappy because X, Y, and Z, because there are, you know, there are so many relationships that are out there that are extremely toxic because they are being abusive. And they're like, okay, I'm, relationship isn't that, you know, like this isn't what I'm going through. This it's not as bad as that. So it's like downplaying what they're going through,
which isn't fair.
Right. It's like making them think, you know, like, okay, this isn't that bad, when they're like, it's as if they're not validating their own feelings and as if they're not being true to their own self, like saying, this is a toxic relationship. What do I do next? Whether that is trying to fix the relationship, whether that is leaving the relationship, but what do I do next? That first step, I think, is difficult because people aren't willing to really look at the relationship and say, damn, this is fucked. Just because, you know, you're not feeling happy, just because, you know, your partner's not giving you something that you need, whether that be like your love language, or they're not helping you like succeed in life. They're not, you know, being a financial, like helping you financially. They're not helping you in whatever. Like, that's still a situation where you should be, okay, this isn't acceptable for me. Just because my standards may not seem like, you know, it may not be the same as somebody else, these are still my standards and this isn't working for me. What do I do next? And I feel like that's what a lot of people struggle with.
Yeah. And I think in this scenario too, I would feel a lot better about her sticking around if I felt that she was truly heard in the relationship, that there is a big issue. Because mm-hmm. her spouse thinks that there's not, because he sees it as like just little issues and then like, you know, they're fine. Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't see the bigger picture, even though it's been explained to him. He's not seeing the whole bigger picture. And I just don't think, and this isn't me, this isn't saying like he's stupid or anything like that, I just don't think his brain works that way. Like, right. I think in his brain, he's good. They're good. It's fine. I just think the way that he views his love languages must be completely different than hers, is what I'm trying to say there. Because I think he may not realize that she needs more, like, well, it's been explained to him, but like, I think that he doesn't realize all the time that there's more to the relationship because it has been comfortable because it's been so long. That's mm-hmm. your that, like, to me, it's viewed as like, y'all are best friends,
right? Roommates.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I would say even better than roommates, because like, I truly believe that their personalities mesh well together as like best friends. Like, they kick it, they hang out. But like, do I think the romance is there? Like, they're in love with each other anymore? To be honest, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. But I believe that there is a lot of love there. And I think that they would make amazing best friends. Mm-hmm. But I feel like she's kind of, and like, I'm putting words in her mouth, so this is just my interpretation, but I feel as though she's almost at the point where she's like ready to make the step to like, enough is enough. We've been doing this kind of roller coaster for a while. It's just not changing. As many times as I've explained it to you, like, I can't tell you any more times. Like, I've done everything I can do by like explaining it over and over and over again to you, and you're just not getting it. You're just not getting right. that there's things to work on, and you're not willing to work on things with me. And she's not saying like she's perfect by any means.
Right. But
there needs to be an agreement from both parties that they're willing to work on the relationship together. And I just don't feel like it's there with him. And if it is, it's like it's there for a minute and then like he like lets it chill out. Gone. And then he's like, nah, I'm done. Like,
right.
We going back to normal now.
So, I'm over this.
Yeah. So I think that she is almost at the point where she's like, okay, enough is enough. We've tried this. We've been doing this. We've done this and it's not worked. We've done this and it's not worked. We've done this and it's not worked. And I feel like he holds on to her and makes her like brings her back in. Like she's on the ladder. She's like climbing toward the light. And I don't mean this in like a mean way. It's just an analogy. It might not be a great one. And she's like reaching to get out of the hole. And he like is pulling down her leg. Like, nah, stay.
It's going to be better. I promise.
Down here and like turns on the lights down there in the dark. And it's like a carnival. And she's like, whoa, it is fun down here.
This took a turn. Oh my God. And I agree with you. I'm like picturing this fucking carnival in a fucking crater right now. Oh my God. But I'm agreeing with you. I think something that I think a good way to describe what you're trying to say is there are two different perspectives of what's going on. There's the perspective of, you know, her, like, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through. And then there's the perspective of him. Like, I don't see what you're seeing. I'm seeing, you know, the grass is greener, like everything's fine. And so it's hard to kind of get like the perspectives across. Like, she doesn't see the perspective of the relationship that he has, and he doesn't see the perspective that she has. Like, so how can you even begin to put in the work to do something and to change something if you're not even, I don't know if it's like they're not willing to see it. Like, they're just like, I'm right, you're wrong. And like, that's it. And they're just both stubborn. Or if there is just some disconnect in both of them, like they are literally not on that level to be able to see what the other person is seeing.
I truly think that they can't see it each other's way because they both want different things out of the relationship. And that is why I'm at the point where I am with, I have waited a very long time to tell this, like to tell her that I think it's time. Like, I try not to just, when my friends tell me, because I'm not that kind of girl that's like, soon as like a couple of my friends start fighting with their spouses, I'm like, okay, kick them to the curb, girl. Like, no, I'm not like that. I truly try to like be, and I think that's why my friends come to me, is I truly try to listen to both sides, and try to help them. But for me, watching this occur, I'm like, I truly don't believe they're ever going to be on the same page anymore. I think the pages are different. I think they're in different books, to be quite honest. I truly believe that kind of like they've just grown apart. Like, they want romantically and out of their life partners, they want different things, is truly what I believe. I believe that she wants different things than he wants. And I think that's why there's such a huge disconnect, because they cannot see, she can't be content with what he's content with, and he can't be motivated to be motivated for what she wants. So to me, it's just inevitable that it's not going to work out unless somebody changes. But I don't feel like that should be, when it's something that big, I don't feel like either one should change. If he's right. comfortable and that's the kind of life that he wants, he's entitled to want those things. And if she wants better and she wants different things, then she's entitled to that. I don't think either one should have to just compromise and settle for something that mm-hmm. they don't truly want out of life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like expressed to her that I think it's time. And I think that, again, like, I think that she thinks that it's close to time, but I think she doesn't know like how to start or where to go or what to do. And that's kind of why we wanted to talk about this today, because I know there's other women out there in that situation where they almost feel stuck. And I hate saying it like that, but it is part of it. Like, you feel stuck. You are dependent on someone for financial love, attention, whatever it is, companionship, whatever it is. There's a reason that you feel stuck in that relationship. And almost like you can't do it on your own anymore. And I want women to know that you can, and that it's scary. And I know, like, you guys are probably like, bitch, you don't have to do this. Like, I know it's easier said than done, but I want you to feel that there's a community there. Like, you can talk to, if you don't feel like you have anyone to talk to that's really in your corner, we are in your corner, because we want women that are to be confident to know that you don't have to stay in a relationship where you're not getting your needs met just because you feel like you have to, or you feel right. stuck, or you feel like you're going to let that person down, or you wasted X amount of years on that person. Like, it's not a waste. Everything is a blessing and a lesson, I think. And like, I just want to know, like, how, what do you, like, what do you do? Like, how do you, I want to help and I want to be their cheerleader. I don't want to force it upon them, but I, at the same time, I really want them to gain their confidence back, to gain their independence back, because I will say, like, I am codependent on Brayton for things, but I am also still an independent person that if he left me tomorrow, like, I'm going to be good. Like, I'm going to be sad for a while, but I'm going to be good. Like, I still got things going on. But there's people out there who believe that, like, if their spouse left them, they would be nothing without them. So I don't know. Like, what do you do in those instances? How do you help? And I just want to know, like, what will, like, really truly push her to that point? You know, like,
right.
Is it going to be waiting for another hot minute for her to see, like, things are not really going the way that he said that they're going to go? Like, it's hard to watch. It's really extremely, when, you know, like, Taylor and I can say we've watched this for a while, and watching this is hard to watch. It's extremely hard to watch, because you just know that your friend, we know that she's destined for more than what he's willing. I don't want to say he's not willing, but,
well, it's like you said, they have two different lifestyles and two different life goals. And yeah, I just go ahead.
I think an easy way to explain that is, he, you know, there's people in the world, and there's nothing wrong with this, that they're, like, content living in their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And they're content living in their hometown. They're content with the, you know, maybe they have, and this is fine, I'm not being judgmental whatsoever, but they're content living in their little house and their little town and working their little job. And I'm not saying little to be like degrading. I'm just saying like an example. And they don't want to do anything outside of their comfort zone. They're comfortable.
Like their same routine over and over. Yeah.
They're fine with the way their life is. They don't need the excitement. They don't need to like, I need to. So say like they live in like a 2-bedroom, 800-foot square house. They're not like, I am working toward getting a 5-bedroom house that's 2,500 square feet or something, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But on the other spectrum, there's our friend who all she's dreamt about is creating a great life for herself. And for her, that meant having opportunities. Like, no, she doesn't need the mansion, but having opportunities to where they are, her and her spouse are always continuing to learn and grow and change and evolve and do what they can for their children to have, for their children to have their best life and want more than just the simple life, I guess is a good way to say it.
I think a good like way to picture it is like your basic Lifetime movie. Like it's like the small town guy and like the girl from like New York City, and like they're just two completely different people, except this isn't a fucking movie where like in the end they're like, oh, I love you, and they kiss under
a fucking Christmas tree. I'm gonna move to New York.
I randomly got this great job out there. Like, no, this is actually real life. So it's just like, it's not like saying like this person isn't like doing anything with their life. It's just they're content. Yeah. They have built their life and they're, I don't want to say they're done building their life, but they've done what they've done with their life and they're happy with that. And that's great. Like that is fantastic for that person. But for our friend, she's a mover. She's a constant mover. She doesn't want to stay stagnant. She doesn't want to just give up on those.
That's right. It.
Right. Like there are more things that are out there. And like you said, like, it's not even like the mansion. It's not like billions of dollars. It's literally just learning and growing and like, okay, we did this. What's the next thing that we're doing? What's the next thing that we're doing? And I feel like if you have two different people that are like that, you can't really give the other person what they need and they can't give you what you need. Like it's a two-way street, but not saying that our friend is like completely perfect and she's like, you know, like fucking Oprah Winfrey over here and just giving, because I honestly feel that if you are not happy with yourself or if you have things that are going on with your own being that you need to work on, like you can't 100% be present and be, you know, give another person in a relationship what they need either, because you're not even filling your own cup. Like you can't fill somebody else's cup if you're not filling your own cup. So I feel like it's a situation where neither one of them is happy. The relationship is suffering from that. And then that's ricocheting back off to them and making them even more unhappy. Right. And then it's like, okay, well, we've been together for X amount of years now. We literally have an entire life together. Like it's not, you know, oh, I'm going to keep the dog and we're just going to move on with our life. It's literally like we need to, it would be a huge life change for both of them, a major drastic life change. And I don't think that that's something that they ever really thought about doing. Like they're just like, oh, you know, we'll be together forever, but now that it's here, it's like, shit, this is a real possibility.
Scary for them. And I 100% can see why that would be, because I can't say I understand because I'm not in that situation, but I can 100% see why it would be so hard for them to unravel their lives and like do something else, because it has been a lot of time and a lot of, they've grown a lot with each other. But I think at the end of the day, it's a back and forth between him trying to do things that he doesn't necessarily want to do. Like, he's trying to up his game for her. She's trying to like calm down hers for him, and it's making both of them unhappy. And that's why I'm saying, I don't think it's fair to ask to compromise in this situation, because one person, I think deep down, would always be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, that's where I'm at. And that's why I've said, like, okay, I think the time is now, and I think it's here. And like, what do you need from us to be able to do those next steps? Like, what, you know, maybe it's time for you guys just to see what it's like for a little while without each other, because it has been so long. It's like, okay, maybe he continues to do what he's doing that's made him happy. She starts going out there to do what she's trying to do that she's wanted to do to make her happy. And not necessarily like, okay, we're seeing other people right away, because I don't think either one would be that way. I think it would be truly just for them to like be by themselves, and really honestly both of them to gain their independence back, because I, as much as she relies on him, he relies on her. It's it's, you know, twofold, it's both ways. So I'm just curious, like, have you guys ever been in a situation like this, or know someone that's been in a situation like this? How have you handled it from a friend perspective? Or if it's been someone that you, like, you've been in this situation, did you leave? Did you stick it out? Because I don't blame her for, like, if she decided at the end of the day, like I said, I think that she is close to being like, okay, let's just try to do our thing for a little while. But at the same time, I think she's still kind of like teeter-tottering, like, let's see what happens in our relationship. And that's fine. That's understandable, because I think at one point or another, eventually, they're going to see what happens. Like, maybe therapy can help it, because that is one thing that they haven't, like, the last thing that they haven't tried, I think. And I have suggested that to them. And if they try that and they can work it out, and I think that's great. It's just that there's a couple like different things, and that's why I'm like, okay, it's time to put in the towel. But I also don't always just believe in like putting in the towel. So like, if therapy helps and it gets to the core issues of the relationship, and there are big things that have changed in the relationship, then I would be ecstatic for them, 1000%. But that would take a lot of work. And I'm not saying it can't be done, but it would take a lot of work. So, but if that's something that they decide to do, it's something they decide to do. But if you have been through the situation, have you tried therapy and it helped? Did you decide to stick it out because of X, Y, and Z, and you're still,
was there something, yeah, was there something else that you guys did that worked besides therapy? Like, what helped, or what were the things that helped you gain the confidence to just say, I'm doing this for me, and walk away? What, if either side of this fence, what was the thing that helped you take back control of your life, because that's what I feel like our friend really needs to do. Whether it's staying with the person or if it's leaving, I feel like she just needs to take control of her life. Mm-hmm. And when she does that, then everything else will start falling into place. And I mean, maybe he needs to do the same as well. Like, maybe there's some things in his life that he needs to take control of. And then, you know, for him and his own mental health and his own like personal being, things start falling into place, and who knows, maybe everything works out in the end. But I think once she takes control of her life and really looks at herself and really looks at her life, everything will start, like all the ducks will start lining up.
I think when work is happening, because what I suggested was not like relationship therapy at first. I suggested individual therapy. Mm-hmm. And I think that would help both of them discover what they truly want and what some of the issues they're having, like when they've grown up and things like that, and how that has affected their life as a whole. So I think just working on that first would just drastically help them. And then they can go from there too. And I agree. I think taking back control and gaining some independence would help her a lot. And probably, like I said, for him, because independence is important in a relationship. And I think a lot of the times that gets lost, and you start identifying as like Courtney and Brayton and Taylor and Jake, and you know, you're not separate people anymore. You're the Russells. You're like, the same person. So I think that it would be interesting to see like what happens. And what do you guys think that should happen? Do you have like any input on what you think?
Yes. If this was your friend, what would you tell her?
Exactly. And we want to remind you guys, just a quick little reminder, that next week is our last recording, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. Next week is our last recording. We're stopping at episode 20. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a season one break. So next week we have a fun episode. Fun episode planned. And it will be our season finale.
Oh my God. This is so weird to hear you say that. Our season finale. Look at us.
And if you missed last week's episode, we are taking a 3 to 4 week little break for in between seasons to just reevaluate, get things together, polish
refresh
things out. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back at it. And don't think that you're getting rid of us, because we have some fun things planned. But
we have been planning for the next like season and the next year of this.
I'm super whole excited. Adventure.
We have so much stuff planned.
We have so much stuff planned. We have a big secret.
Don't say anything.
So if you stuck to the end, you know there's a big secret. What do you think? If you're here to the end, comment on our latest Instagram post and tell us what you think the big secret is.
Yes. Ooh.
Big secret.
I wonder if anyone's, I feel like people are totally not going to guess it. I feel like
it's totally
a left field kind of thing. And that makes me even more excited.
I'm so excited. So we're not announcing anything in
new, but
it's a teaser. Tease. So anyway, thank you guys for joining us for another episode, and we hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yes, thanks for coming.
See you next Friday. Bye.